part of ARASHA, which is a Christian Environmental Conservation Organization.
Does ARASHA have any meaning?
ARASHA, yes, it's Portuguese. It means the rock. And that's because our organization started in Portugal back in the 80s. So it started as a bird observatory in Portugal and then spread to 24 different countries in the world. So Ontario is just one little piece of the story.
And how many spots in Canada?
There's three places in Canada. This is the newest one in Canada. And there's one in Surrey, BC, near Vancouver. And then there's one in Manitoba, a couple hours away from Winnipeg.
Oh.
Yeah.
And how did this organization become so widespread?
Become so widespread? You know, that's a good question. The organization started small. It started with a missionary in Portugal who started a bird observatory because that was his passion. He had a church too, but the bird observatory did better. And, and a bunch of students would come to do field work there, and they would just be attracted to the lifestyle that they had designed around this field study center. And they'd have a great chance to talk about science and to talk about their faith as Christians. And I know for myself as a biologist and a Christian, it's fun to be able to mix the two worlds, because so many people, sometimes you don't fit in both spots. So it's nice to have both places together in one, and people that get both parts of who you are.
Well, God has given humankind stewardship over the earth.
Yeah.
So this kind of environmental work is very important, I think.
Yes, exactly. And that's what we at ARASHA are working towards. And so sometimes our work is talking to Christians about that responsibility, and sometimes Christians forget that responsibility.
Yes, they do.
And we forget a lot of things.
That's true enough.
That's where grace comes in.
Absolutely.
Awesome. And sometimes we talk to other people about why this matters to us as Christians, because other people sometimes just assume things about the way Christians believe and what we do, and sometimes what we do is tell them that this is something that matters to us just as it matters to them, and that's important as well.
See, some Christians seem to feel, well, the end of the world is coming anyway, so why bother to take care of the one we have now? Well, the end of the world isn't here yet, folks.
Yes.
We still have a lovely earth that God has created for us, so to me it seems that it behooves us to do what we can to help it.
Yeah, for sure. I believe that as well. And yes, that's part of the work that we do. So basically, a bunch of students had come to the study center in Portugal, and they got excited when they were from all over Europe. So when they went home, they were like, well, let's start something like that here. So it spread to France and Lebanon
and
other countries as well.
You're a big dog.
Yeah.
Hi.
This is Blaze.
Hello, Blaze.
Blaze is very friendly, unless he wants to eat your lunch and you tell him no.
Hi, puppers.
He is suffering from bad allergies.
Aww.
Poor guy. So if he's a little slow or looking pretty tired, it's because he doesn't like the ragweed, just as most people don't.
You're a good boy. What breed of dog is he?
He is a lab shepherd mix.
Oh, wow.
Kind of a mutt.
Hi. Hello.
Yes, and he's been rescued. He wasn't treated well before he came here.
You're a good boy. Hi. That's my purse. That's my
like love.
There are, yes, Bill and Linda Henry live in the house here.
Oh, hello, puppers.
Oh, you are a big boy.
And then they have a tenant that lives in the house as well.
Good boy.
He takes care of the animals for them.
Oh. You love your lovin's?
It is a llama. Yes, the llama's name is Tex.
Oh, wow.
He's a rescued llama. He came to the farm. Yeah, he's fun, but he's not very... He doesn't come up to people. He'll observe you from afar. He's not a petting zoo kind of llama.
How did the lake get made?
This is a man-made pond, so they dug it.
They
brought in
how
a big backhoe. Well, the water table here is fairly high, so it does fill in naturally. And there is a creek just on the other side of the pond that helps to fill it in as well. basically they dug the hole and it filled up just by the water, groundwater area.
Is there an ice rink in the winter?
I haven't been here in the winter, but I think it would. I don't know. We'll see. We'll have to see in the wintertime.
That's a good question. If you're going to be around here in the winter.
I am going to be around here in the winter.
Yeah. What do you do in the winter then?
I'll find out. I'm finding out what life is like without an intern in right now.
So maybe you should tell about your job and when it started.
Yeah, so I started here in April as the program coordinator for the farm. This is the newest field study center for Arasha in the world. So it's still very much being developed. Some of our other centers are much more larger and better developed. But I'm the program coordinator, so this summer I have been coordinating school groups that have come out. We've had groups of up to 75 kids running around the property.
Wow.
That would be a challenge.
And it was so much fun. The challenge was the day it was raining and we had 75 kids. But they had so much fun in the rain. We just wore ponchos and ran around and had fun. Yeah, it was a good time. So we've had about 150 or kids out on the property this summer. We've had quite a bunch of them out, and it's been a great, great summer for that. The garden over here that I've been working in a lot, doing a lot of weeding and watering, and my intern did a lot of weeding and watering. And we've been harvesting a lot of stuff lately. A lot of our vegetables we've been bringing over to 541 Eatery and Exchange.
Oh, very nice.
We had too much for us to use. So yesterday we brought them two bucket loads of tomatoes and a bucket full of peppers and some of the stuff, yeah, some of the food comes from here.
What's the 541?
It's a restaurant in downtown Hamilton.
On 541 Barton Street.
Yes, on Barton Street.
Is there east west on Barton Street?
I think it is east.
Yeah.
Okay. I still have to use Google Maps to get anywhere.
But it's an eatery and exchange, so you can kind of you can buy buttons, and the buttons go in a jar, and you can use buttons to pay for things.
So that people who don't have money to buy food, they can go to the restaurant just like you, and they can get food as well. So that's pretty nice, and we've been partnering with them and giving them a bunch of our vegetables that we can.
That's a lovely concept.
It is. Yeah. Because then you can buy a meal for someone too. Yeah. And
the food is very good. And fairly affordable.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you can buy a good sandwich and soup for $60.
Really good dinners and like a chicken dinner. Like, it's great. Yeah.
Yeah. So, some of their vegetables. We only give them a little bit of what they need.
Yeah,
it just, like, they make some special things with our, I think they made some salsa with our tomatoes and